You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
His early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, a 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
GoCurrency.
Yes.
.com/careers.
Anytime
you have .com and careers together,
uh-huh.
You got things going on. Can you imagine us trying to throw together a .com, Steve? careers, not good. That's why we have Sand Hills Global running everything.
We could get Sean Peed.
We could get him. We'll talk about lunch with this.
Uh-huh.
But
I don't know what's going on there.
And they have like I said, the leadership that you have to be a part of something. It's like, do you want to be at the highest level? Sometimes people just like, you'll see like umpires, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be in the MLB. So how do you get there? You start off I'm gonna ref soccer, see if I get to MLB. No, you start off with this. That's what you're doing with Carson.
It's gotta be a focus, right?
It's gotta be a focus. If you want to get to that, if this is where you want to be, like that, this is where you have to start out. It's a one stop shop.
Get that, Jake?
I did.
One stop shop. Thank you.
You need to focus.
GoCurrency.com/careers. It's time, without further ado, for another edition of Dr. Love.
Oh.
Dr. Love, sponsored by Dinerd Contracting.
Randy!
They do remodels of all types. Kitchen, baths, whole house remodels, additions, basement finishes, and custom new homes. Call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinerd Contracting.
Randy has a specialty that I think needs to be addressed.
Okay.
Here's what goes on in a lot of homes that maybe they're not really older homes, but it was a fad a long time ago, maybe back in the early 2000s or different times, of having the jacuzzi tub.
Oh, yes.
The jacuzzi tub, which now never gets used. Never, ever. We have one. Doesn't get used. The jacuzzi tub ever gets used.
If you said to Elizabeth, let's do the jacuzzi tonight, what would she say?
I'm good.
There's not. I'm good.
It takes a half hour to fill it up. Basically, it takes forever.
And it just eats up all of your. It eats up your entire bathroom, and it just sits there. It's like, what is this? We moved into our other house first. Guess what Randy did?
What?
Randy was the one who did it for us. We got the jacuzzi tub out.
Took it out.
It's got to go.
Removal.
You get it out, and he put in an unbelievable shower. That went in that
out
spot.
Goes the jacuzzi.
It goes out. It's got to go.
So you got a modern shower.
Yes. And and that was the house before this, where Randy did everything for us. But my point is, right now, there's people sitting there drinking coffee going like, looking at this going like, why do we have a jacuzzi tub? And then just ask yourself, How many times in the last year was it used? The number will be close to zero to one.
The last 5 years?
Yeah, in the last five years.
It's like BlackBerry smoke, too. It's just forced.
Yeah, it's just like all of a sudden.
2000.
Yeah, it's like, what are we doing? We have a jacuzzi tub.
You don't really want to do it.
No, get
it
out.
Almost doing
this
because
was cool in the late 90s.
Yeah,
it was.
Like, oh, you get a jacuzzi tub? Yeah, you guys use it? No.
Oh, how many times you go to a hotel and people would say, has a jacuzzi?
Jacuzzi tub. Yeah, you want to get it? No.
No, I didn't.
Zero interest.
Yeah, one time I got welts.
Yeah, welts. Ooh.
The number for Dynert Contracting, again, 402-417-5204. We have questions for Dr. Love.
Oh, yeah.
This is from Wyatt in Alma off the bat.
From Alma.
Dr. Love, you have said you're not a fan of proposing on a big screen at an event. However, what if it's an event that both partners bond over and enjoy, like baseball? I think it'd be the ultimate surprise to have her thinking she's at a game and then boom. He says, P.S., I am proposing at a baseball game this year on a big screen. Thanks, Dr. Love. So he's already doing it. He wants advice if this is a bad idea.
If it's a bad idea. I still push back on the... I still push back on the big screen. I would go with this one. If you can discuss this with whoever you're going to be at on the big screen, if they want the moment, I get it. But maybe they don't. Where you get engaged going in or at a different time in between innings, and you do it at a spot completely separate, and then you reappear in the stands, and then you go on stage. And then you go on camera. Then you go on the big screen after it's already been your moment alone with it.
You don't recreate it, though?
But don't recreate all that, nor just the whole like that. All of a sudden they flash over to you at that, and obviously you're down on your knee, and you do the whole thing. I don't know. I'm not down with that.
And it's something
I think you want to have at an odd time. But to do it at the park, going into the park, in between innings someplace, let's go grab some popcorn, let's go get this, let's get a beer, you ask her then, and they know that, hey, when you come back, they're engaged. And all of a sudden, they go to it, and the screen coaster goes, we have a new engagement. Our Cubs fans just tied the just made the agreement or whatever to do this. That would be more me.
That's interesting,
Dr. That's more me.
Love.
I'm not going to push back on it the way you do it, but I think that moment, I'm not a huge, because here's also the reason. It's been done a lot.
It's not novel.
So it's not novel. And so it's not. And so I'm always going to push back on something unique always stands out.
I wonder, yeah.
Steve?
Well, what would you do that's unique? That's the question.
Well, you can do something very unique at the whatever. You can figure out some way to do something.
You can figure it out.
At the park, have an idea. You know, like that. Just have whatever. There's a ton of ideas like that. So have it something unique, and then maybe get announced, and they show you during the seventh inning stretch that you just got engaged earlier that day at the park. Whatever it is, that would be my take.
I think my biggest takeaway from Dr. Love's take here is that it's cliche. The big board proposals.
Yep.
It's too cliche.
I'm sticking with the pushback.
We have more questions coming. Okay. Unnamed texter says, second date tonight, Dr. Love. I need help. Where do I go? Need ideas? I need some. Nothing's planned, apparently, but the second date is tonight.
Okay, don't know. So I'm just going to go off. I don't know where the location is. It could be in Binkleman. I don't know what his plan is in location like that. But
in Omaha.
Oh, he's in Omaha. Yeah. Okay. First thing right away. Check your location. See who's playing. Not playing. See who's talking. Try to get to a comedy club. Comedy club allows you to take the heat off of you a little bit. Something funny always kind of comes up. And so then again, you don't have to have that one-on-one conversation face-to-face. You have some certain things that come up. I think that's big. Going to hear live music kind of cuts out date two. Don't get to talk very much. It's kind of hard. You only get to talk during the breaks and type of thing. Usually in between comedians, you can talk a little bit. So that gives you a chance to do that. Always make sure that always date two. I'm still much more of an appetizer and cocktail person than I am a meal. I think you want to go appetizers and cocktail.
Full blown.
Yeah. Do you want the extra thick cut of prime rib, honey? And all of a sudden, like she's like, whoa.
Right.
All of a sudden, she's going to the ER. We don't need that. And so I would go. I'd try to go comedy club or if you have a cool couple. So give you an example. Like my first date with my incredible wife, we infused Shin Daddy and my sister for
really?
Part of it for just a minute. They came, they met us.
They were
so all of a sudden,
that's nice.
So all of a sudden we had like a little bit of a fun buffer conversation and then we dispersed again after that. So if you have a fun couple that you can interject for a small amount of time, All of a sudden, it might be a friend of hers, might be a mutual friend, or you just tell, hey, listen, we're going to be down at the comedy club, but we're going to be over at R&R Pub for that. Oh, me and Connie will come meet you.
And that, but that, not that, for the full
time.
That
takes some stress off,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, not for the full time. Then you do that. I'll be going to hell. Ronnie's here. Connie, are you kidding me? Chance to talk. You laugh. Slight introduction.
That's great advice.
Then you're out. You're off to the comedy club. You go to the next thing.
That's great advice.
Thanks, Steve.
I mean it.
By the way, so the first person that asked about the big screen has chimed back. He says,
hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Brutal honesty from Sip and Dr. Love. Thanks, guys. I might scratch the idea entirely into a casual proposal with the mountain in the background.
Hey,
not the mountain.
No,
when you, same concept.
But when you call in, we have to be real. We got to be.
You asked for honesty,
and I'm sticking with that one. I'm going to stick with the one that where we're at with that. But yes, I think this the plan we put together is good for tonight with a chance couple, other location, minimum time 48 to 49 minutes. Okay. Then they're out. Then you're off to a comedy club or some other sort of event. And able to go. Just remember, if you're at a comedy club and they ask for you to get hypnotized, don't do it.
Why?
Don't
why
do not? It because you might do weird stuff, and all of a sudden it's like you look stupid. They record it. They record it on the phone. Yep. And she's just sitting there going, "Like this was you an hour ago."
This is who I'm with.
Don't do it.
Now that's really good advice. Don't do the hypnotism.
Don't do it. What else we got?
Well, I'm gonna do one more comment and a question here.
Okay.
This is a comment, Nicole. Says, Dr. Love, Jeff and I from Farrell's are celebrating our 27th anniversary today. We're going to Sioux Falls for the weekend. Just want you to know.
Wow.
Today is 27 years of wedding bliss.
God, I love those guys.
Farrell's. Jeff and Nicole, 27
years. Well, they get married
years.
When they were 10?
I don't know. Yeah, must have been very young.
Exactly. Because the fitness plan they're on, they
keeps them young.
Look young.
Oh, no. And then
27? Are you sure that's right?
He said 27.
There was nothing worse when you went to Farrell's and one of those two were running it.
It does seem like a lot.
They were so good, and they pushed you, and they push. Sometimes I'm like, I don't want to be pushed. I like to just kind of be in the back here and just kind of not do it. And they know you by name. Come on, Bill, keep up. And they're
Dr. Love.
We'll do one last one. This is difficult, I think, Bill, for you. Someone says, Clam Dog on YouTube.
Okay, the dog.
Dr. Love, how do you deal with a mother-in-law who drives you crazy and you have to see them all the time?
Mother-in-law question.
Yep.
Mother-in-law, this is real.
It's a big one.
I tell you one thing, and it's common. I'm just lucky. I'm living in an uncommon world because my mother-in-law is just gold. That's Roseanne Vertiska. She's incredible. But that is a lot. So you have to try to, first thing you have to have is some sort of a, you want to know this one. Do you have some support from your wife? It's like, I know mom's a lot. I get it. You want to know kind of where you're at with that. If that's not there, meaning that she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Mom's awesome. And why would she be annoying you? Then you got to be really cautious because you can't have a side comment like, huh, mom's here again or something like that. Because you don't stay away from that
okay,
one.
Okay, that's good advice.
At all costs.
How do you avoid that?
So what you have to try to do is you have to find, is there anything in common that does work between the two of you? Whatever it is, there might be one or two things, and that's got to be kind of your focus of conversation when she's around or you're dealing with her like that. There's two things we see eye to eye on, and that's we're gonna stay in that eye to eye. We both like to when we were young, we always go camping. So did she. Where'd you guys used to go camping? What did you guys do? Get on a subject with that, with you have to have, because you don't want to have all of a sudden, if she has opinions on how you're parenting, she has opinions on this. They're going to have opinions. You want to stay on your comfort zone with them, and then be brief, which means always appear. How you doing? Great to see you. Talk about something. And then it's like, honey, you know, I got to get over to Ace Hardware to pick this up and do
leave
that.
Leave the premises.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of true. Just get you separate. And then right away it's like, oh gosh, Grace, great to see you like that. Talk about a couple things like that. And just like, I was just getting mowing the lawn like that. Hope you guys are good. Then you get off and get going like that. Just get off and
probably
get some form
find
of.
Find some common ground. Maybe
common ground.
Common ground is the most important thing. Then find a way to create space in a very innocent yet productive way.
Maybe you both speak Spanish a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Try that.
Como a contest.
Yeah.
Dr. Love, I swear to God that this is
hand
the
to
role
God.
You were put on earth to do.
On that note, to wrap things up, Chet in Nebraska City says, Dr. Love, I have been happily married for 10 years, but this all is still applicable. Absolute national treasure, Dr. Love.
Chet, thank you.
I wouldn't go so far as to say national treasure.
He said it, so we got to kind of have to. Chet said it. I don't know what else we do with it. I mean, we're kind of stuck.
Mount Rushmore is a national treasure.
Mount Rushmore. They call me Dr. Love.
And that is Dr. Love, sponsored by Diner Contracting.
Randy!
Thank you for the questions today for Dr. Love.
That was really good.
That was a good one today. Thank you for
Thank
all the
you.
Breakers out
God,
there.
God, that was good.
And now it is time to play the game show. You guys are 2-2 on the week.
Come Talk
on,
about Dr. a big Love. One.
Yeah, this is four.
Come on, Dr. Love.
Start
is it
off
Film
2-0.
Friday?
It is Film Friday.
Oh,
no.
Thanks, Jake.
Today's topic is Robert De Niro movies.
Okay.
If you know Robert De Niro.
Okay.
I won't know him.
Give us
well.
A call at 402-464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Simple!
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to Shut Up Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut Up Simple, brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685, call the Big Down Sip and Bill and Trivia. Our topic today on Film Friday is Robert De Niro. You guys feel all right about this?
Yes. Concern?
I'll know some of them, but okay. Hit or miss.
Okay. We have on the line Nate. Nate, how do you feel about Robert De Niro movies today?
Oh, I'm feeling good.
All right. First question
Nate,
goes to Nate.
Nate, you have a puncher's chance. Yes. Wink, wink. Jake?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Wink.
First question to you, Nate. In what 1990 movie does De Niro star with Joe Pesci and Ray Liotta as gangsters trying to work their way up the mob hierarchy?
What?
That's Goodfellas.
I had that.
Brilliant!
I had that.
Goodfellas
one.
Is correct. 1-0 lead for Nate. Sip, first question. In what 1990. Sorry. What 1990 movie does De Niro star with Robin Williams as a victim of encephalitis epidemic, which led him to be catatonic before a new drug offered the chance to revive him.
Come on.
I don't know.
Come on, Robert Williams and De Niro.
1990. De Niro was catatonic.
That's on the tip of my tongue. Come on. Dr. Love.
I do love.
Okay. Dr. Love can do more.
5 seconds. Five. Four. Three. Two.
Oh, I don't have one. It. I can't do it, Jake.
No guess. Nate, do you want that?
No,
or
Nate,
not?
You don't know this one.
Yeah.
I do because it's an odd one. Awakening.
Oh, no way. Never heard of it.
Awakenings is correct. 2-0 lead for Nate for the win.
Oh, great.
In what?
We got a steal and answer.
What 1999 comedy does De Niro star with Billy Crystal as an insecure mob boss who seeks out a psychiatrist to help solve inner conflict?
Analyze this.
Brilliant.
He laughed. Why was he laughing?
Can we start getting...
Because I'm good at movies.
I guess so, Nate. Congrats.
Nate,
that was a route today. Well done.
Just hammered us and then laughed at
us. Enjoy the Bengals.
I wouldn't have got that one either, so...
Hey, Nate, that was really strong.
That was a good
and I don't mind you laughing at us either.
I don't either.
That's all right, Jim, but we do need you to shut up.
All right.
All right, there we go. There's Nate. The sign-off there.
Wow. Okay, Bill.
Tiebreaker.
You got to do this one.
Tiebreaker, Bill. Yeah. De Niro's first credited movie role was in a film called Greetings. What year was that film made? Greetings, the movie.
1974.
Before or after 74? So.
A little before.
1968. So, yes,
really?
A little before. So
68.
De Niro's congrats to Nate. That was an absolute rout today.
Raging Bull questions.
Nope.
I had Raging Bull written down. Meet the Parents.
Meet the Fockers.
Both.
Is it Meet the Fockers or Meet the Parents?
The Parents is the first one, then it's the Fockers is the second one.
Thank you.
Yes. Gotta be careful with that one.
What do you mean?
You gotta say it properly. You said it right.
Yeah.
Fockers.
Meet the Fockers. Yes, that's the movie. When we come back, hour three, Cody Schmick of Beer House Kincaider is in studio next, an early break on the ticket.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.